What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, at one point in time, cigarette smoking was characterized and portrayed as healthy for you. If I'm a lying, I'm a dying. Without attorneys, whether you want the truth or not, cover your ears. Without attorneys, we wouldn't have known that. They changed that marketplace and protected millions of Americans. You know, cars didn't have seat belts. You know, cars had no rollover protection. You know, cars didn't have airbags until attorneys got involved. Attorneys exposed massive flaws in healthcare and dangerous drugs. Attorneys exposed massive health risks in tobacco. Attorneys and car safety. And airline safety, exposing deficiencies in radar and traffic control. Attorneys, cover your ears if you don't want the truth. Without them, we wouldn't know any of this. The laws wouldn't have changed. Yeah, I know they all get rich. Good for them. But they're changing the world as we see it. To that point, this headline, Meta's big reckoning is here. Meta being, in essence, social media, Facebook, the big names, Instagram. Billions of us rely on them. And children rely on them. And school districts rely on them. Attorney said, to hell with that. They need controls. And it will be attorneys that make the difference here. This will change the course of social media history. Write that down. Attorney Tom King, square, flat, laying in the middle of it. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Marty. Thank you.
It's that important, is it not, sir?
I think in today's society, in today's world, it's critically important, Marty.
And for those who dismiss attorneys as just rich guys getting richer, your value here is producing records and data and information that none of us knew existed. Yes, sir?
I think there's some great lawyers out there doing great work and that it benefits society. And I think that's why most of us got into practicing law. And, you know, the benefits are all of those things that you just went through, all the things that have changed in society because lawyers cared and lawyers got involved and lawyers, I think, made the world a better place.
Hey, man, I don't give a damn if you're rich. God bless you. But in the meantime, you're making a huge difference here by exposing the fact that social media is a predator. Is it not, sir? It's a predator, right?
Well, it's been operating that way. And I'll tell you, Marty, the stuff that's coming out now in California and in the most recent case that's ongoing right now, the trial, is being brought by the attorney generals of four different states, including New Jersey and including California. And the Federal Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission went after TikTok and ByteDance. And you probably saw that also, that there's a $400 million settlement by TikTok and ByteDance for violating children's online privacy under something called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. And they were able to establish in that case that TikTok and ByteDance have been collecting and retaining data from young users without parental consent and knowingly permitting children to create accounts and interact with adults since at least 2019. Jesus. We know that that's true, and we know that that's what's been happening. And the parents out there that are listening to this, or the grandparents, know that that's true. They know that their children have been doing these things, have been interacting with people. You wouldn't let these strangers come into your house and sit on the second floor of your house in somebody's bedroom. But people let their children participate in this stuff. And whether they know or they don't know, these kids are connecting with adults out there. They're seeing stuff about suicide, drug use, sexual content. It's horrendous. And the stuff that's come out already from the attorneys general and from the lawyers in the cases that we're in includes a lot of information about what these companies knew, what they could have done, how they could have controlled these things, how they could have made it more difficult for children to access this kind of content. And it's quite revealing. Zuckerberg and others are in for a long, long haul on this stuff.
Attorney Tom King, a CBS reporter. This woman goes online. She finds, I'm sure Patrick saw this, 18 sites which kids would have access to. All you do is you put a picture in of someone, just a picture, and you make any of the rest of their body completely nude, completely, showing their private parts. And by the way, Tom, they're saying that 1 in 4 kids are using this and creating porn. 1 in 4 kids. And this stuff looks real, brother. So my point is, my man, this is clear and present danger, is it not, Tom?
Listen, Marty, we've all seen it. We all know people who have been victimized by this stuff, or their kids have, with the worst possible consequences, you know, people committing suicide over this stuff, just the embarrassment and humiliation. But then some of these kids have been victims of this stuff, have taken their own lives. I mean, it's dramatic. It's you can't overemphasize it, and you can't make this stuff up. It's terrible.
It's about damn time we see guardrails. And prior to this movement, Tom, it's actually ironic that it's happening now, because we were always told the internet is social media's safe space, that we can't jack with them there legally, right? That really was what was said, Tom, right?
Yeah, that's what this is. That's what the underlying part of this case is all about. And we've got terrific rulings from a federal judge in California and a state court judge in California, and up into the Ninth Circuit, which is the federal appeals court out in the West. Zuckerberg and others have tried to protect themselves under the statute, the federal statute that sort of tries to preserve free speech in this country. But the courts have ruled that these are products and not speech issues. So they've created a product, and that product is defective, just like cigarettes were defective, just like not wearing seatbelts was defective, just like exposure to radiation is defective in certain equipment. And so this is a product that they put together. Zuckerberg has gotten immensely wealthy, hugely wealthy, one of the wealthiest men in the world, over the use of this stuff. And the testimony from a whistleblower in this most recent case is that the whistleblower wouldn't feel safe with Zuckerberg being in charge of children.
Wow.
That's the testimony from a whistleblower.
Wow. Tom King, let's bring it home. With these victories will come benefits for a significant number of local school districts. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indeed, the restraints on prohibiting these kids from accessing this kind of material. They have all of this stuff is available, and in this latest action by the Department of Justice, they say that in the settlement papers that the TikTok and ByteDance have begun to implement as a result of this litigation certain controls that were readily available to them at all times. And so this is the only thing that makes them do anything. Otherwise, talking about it, having hearings about it, and all those sorts of things mean nothing. Making them pay is what makes them perform and makes them contribute in a positive way towards society and get rid of this stuff. It's an evil. It's a blight upon society, and what it's done and is doing to our kids is a sin. It's just a shame.
And Tom, these do-gooders just say, oh, it's up to mom and dad. Leave the social media companies alone. Mom and dad should watch over their kids. Screw that. You have no idea, talking that way, how much reach they have 24/7.
Mom and dad should read. That's right, Marty. Mom and dad should read these reports, read the Department of Justice report. the Federal Trade Commission did a whole expose on this under Trump, and that's what led the Department of Justice to bring it to file suit. Listen, these companies don't pay $400 million if they haven't done something
right
wrong.
Tom King, my brother. Truth to power, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Marty. Thank you.
It's a moment, and believe me, it's a moment, where all this will change. And it'll be for the better, believe me.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Take it, Nick. Hey, Patrick, take it, Nick's theory about, and he's always right, but his theory about waiting to the last minute on most shows is going down the tubes with my man, Bruno Mars. It's just the concert is so hot. I ain't doing it, but I saw tickets this weekend. I was looking around. Decent tickets are $400. That ain't happening.
Ooh, so they're shooting up.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if it's weird. It just means he's that the show's that hot.
Wow. Well, like Garth Brooks went the opposite.
When?
Remember that concert where they set the price at like $100 or whatever?
I don't remember.
They were going for like $40.
I don't remember, but not here. Not with this guy. And I saw, we need five together, which makes it even tougher. There were five seats, but kind of sort of close to the stage. $1,100 each. Screw that. Who would do that?
Nope.
Who would spend $6,000? There's no way. But sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. The Griffins ain't going to see.
Really want,
huh?
Well, see, if you really want Bruno Mars sweat, man.
I don't know, man.
$6,000.
I had no idea people had that kind of money. Do they? I don't know. I think they put it on credit cards.
Some do, more don't.
Huh? Yeah.
Some do, more don't. But no, you're right. Credit cards, people are going into debt for these shows.
Someone's paying it. Oh, and I wanted to mention something to you. This is actually good advice for people. So I ordered these really slick tennis shoes. OC on Cloud. Gorgeous. Very cool. Beautiful. From a site that wasn't a major site, but it looked credible. Fine. They sent me the shoes. They came through China. Fine. A lot of stuff does. They sent the wrong size. Not fine. Now, Amazon is so friggin' cool. Hey, forget that. If my wife orders baked beans sometimes from Walmart, and she mistakenly orders the big can and wants a small can, they'll just tell her, keep it. They do this with product even, or an item. They'll just say, all right, keep it. They have insane, Amazon has insane return policies. It's very, very cool. This company, I forget even what the hell, Avanor or something. They were ghosts. Impossible to find. It took me, and I'm a pain in the ass. Patrick couldn't find them. It took me 10 days. I finally found an email address, which Patrick is stupid for a company that has an active website, right?
Well, I think they buried that intentionally.
Why? They sent me the actual shoes.
I had to find their... Yeah, but it's a company that advertises in social media. I think they probably screw up as much as they get right.
I don't know. And why would they do that?
They
it's a horrible. But regardless, without lecturing people
just
here,
let it go.
I didn't let it go. I contested it with American Express, and American Express tried to hunt them down and couldn't find them either. And so they accredited my account, which is what we talk about all the time. When you make a charge like this, Patrick, if it's a little bit iffy, make sure it's on the card where they'll fight for you. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Exactly. That's the benefit of using your cards. You have consumer protections where you're not going to be out. If you're going to lose anything, it'll be a couple bucks, but it won't be the entire amount.
No, this is a brilliant idea, and I think he's the one who told me to do this. I disputed the charges with American Express, and they tried to find this company. Now, the company sent me another email saying, sent me a picture, and I did. Still haven't heard from them. The point is, without the Amex blowback, I'd be out $200. They're expensive shoes, which shoes are now, these, whatever the hell they're supposed to be. My point is, most of the sites you go to, most of the sites have great return policies. This one was horrible. And really tough to find them. But I made sure they put on a card where Amex would get me my money back, and they did. And my point is to you folks, don't just go to some random site and don't pay with a debit card. Dave, before we go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Hi, Marty. Hey, just want to let you know, bud, I am absolutely 100% in favor of the data centers. And I'm going to tell you what, if we don't build them, China's going to build them.
Someone.
I know they're building them now, but we better get on board.
Do it right, though. Patrick, put a template in place, right? This is the template. Follow the template. Build the damn thing, right? I mean, it's not that hard.
Exactly. No, do the right things, build the right plan. Don't just do it on the sly and make it shady. Be transparent.
Patrick, we heard this crap with fracking, by the way. I was texting Matt Pizzarella. He was amazing with the Range Resources. We heard this same stuff with fracking, did we not, sir?
We sure did, and there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to, you know, the people who are against fracking and the people who are for it.
That's right.
And you've got to cut through all the garbage and get the real data and the real stats, and then make an educated decision of whether it's right for your community.
Right on. What Patrick just said is paramount for your community. It's not all good, it's not all bad, but just check it out, man. Check it out.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I saw Bartley trolling around here. Michael Bartley, Mr. Greenfield. I'm assuming or presuming he's doing a call-in show. If Bartley's listening, and I don't know if he can hear because he's old and he has a hearing deficit, maybe he comes in here for a tease. I want to ask him about this article in Esquire. I want to preface this by saying I love Pittsburgh. I grew up here. This is my town. Okay. My family loves it here. All my brothers and sisters, my parents, my relatives from the old country, you name it. It's our town. Okay. That being said, this guy, Michael Clinton, and my wife mentioned this to me because, she set up some interview with that Joe Manganiello guy. He's my new neighbor. About Pittsburgh. Anyway, the guy's from Esquire magazine. He grew up here. And he wrote it's long. He wrote a 23-page article about Pittsburgh. And he said, it's the most dynamic city in America, Pittsburgh. I read the whole thing. It is, wow. Downtown's rejuvenated. The Pit put us on the map. It's in travel guides. You should come here instead of Santa Fe and Mendoza, Argentina. Okay. They have a picture of Manganiello, whatever the heck his name is, when he was like 20, waving the terrible towel. They met for coffee at the coffee tree, which is right up the street from us. Ken Gormley, they interviewed him. Pittsburgh's amazing, Ken said. They interviewed Duolingo co-founder. He said, Pittsburgh's amazing. Amazing. Perfect. Fine. They interviewed several tech guys. It's the greatest tech birthplace in America. insane food options. They interviewed the Post-Gazette folks. Great city Pittsburgh is. They interviewed the mayor. The greatest resurgence in a city in the world. 23 pages of the most. Look, I love Pittsburgh. I was born and raised here. I'm here every day. I'm downtown all the time. I'm all over town. I love it. My only thing is, and I know Patrick's going to agree with me because he lived here forever and he knows it as well as I do. It's a wonderful city. However, comma, we have issues. And I think, to be blunt, you have to be honest about those issues. To write a fair story, that's fine. He wrote a little glossy, I love Pittsburgh piece, but didn't say one thing about horrific pension problems, like massive, massive economic issues, massive job loss, massive, massive, big time population loss, big time. Massive tax increases on the way. They're going to have to do, what do they tell me, to eliminate this pension thing? And again, you're going to say I'm just a grumpy old white guy and I hate Pittsburgh. No. I'm saying if my man's going to write a good story about Pittsburgh, he's got to write a good story about Pittsburgh. That's all. You just keep it real. Go downtown, man. Walk around. I'm serious. Go along the trails where the homeless folks are back and they're scaring the hell out of people on bikes. I'm just being real here. Talk about we're 250 cops short. Just keep it real, man. Talk about to live comfortably in Pittsburgh. And by the way, we kind of broke this story. Now the PG has, and that's fine. You have to make $239,000 a year. Well, no one here makes that. So you can't live comfortably here. And again, with all due respect to Michael Clinton and Esquire magazine, and I didn't even know that was a magazine still, it's not good reporting. That's all. And I'm not, it's like saying the Steelers are great. No, they're not. He wrote a story about everything about Pittsburgh that's wonderful, and there's a ton of things. But just be real, man. That's all. Talk about the schools. My God. Talk about the attrition rate at the schools. The number of students left. I get critiqued on this out in the streets about being negative about downtown. Until they fix downtown, I'm going to be negative about downtown. I posted a picture of 2nd Avenue this morning. They got all kind of people sleeping on 2nd Avenue on king-size beds, nice and comfortable together, making out under blankets. It's disgusting and gross. Even one of the guys on one of the beds reached out and said, don't show my picture. You're under a blanket there, Chief. Yeah, it's called a puff piece, Mr. Mazza. Of all people, Steve Mazza is an insane leader. He's an unbelievable carpenter. He's been an insane friend to me over the years. We've done cool stuff together. He loves Pittsburgh, loves it. But my man will be honest with you about what needs to be done here. He'll be honest about opportunity here. He will. He'll tell you the damn truth. That's all we want. Look, I'm not saying that it's a bad town. I'm just saying before the Griswolds pack up their car and drive to Pittsburgh for a month, they better be, keep it real. It's just, it's Pittsburgh, man. I can write an insanely cool piece about L.A. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Oh, these restaurants. Oh, my gosh. Or I can tell you there's 55,000 people downtown homeless right now in L.A. But you got to do both to tell the damn truth about a city. That's all. It's a city. We got sores, man. We have scabs. It's kind of like the guy that marries the actress. Okay, and then the makeup comes off and the actress is naked. And he's like, oh, wow, you look different. Yeah, I do. Right? I love this town. and I know Bartley, I'm going to try and get him in here. He loves his town. But we got stuff that needs fixed, man. We just do. We have a massive deficit issue in the city. Massive. Massive problem with money. Crazy teen crime. Horrible city schools. And my man says this is the greatest city in America. If it is, then it is. And I love it because it's home. But to be fair about reporting, you have to be fair about reporting and expose. If you tell me up front, look, I love this town, I'm going to take you on a tour of the greatest spots in Pittsburgh, that's fine. But if you want to be truthful about Pittsburgh, tell us what the city needs. We need more development. We need more jobs. We need more growth and more revenue, or we're screwed. Bankrupt. That's just the truth, man. We're on the verge of a lot of things. But financial collapse is one of them. And unless we acknowledge that, we will never believe it. So this is a puff piece, and it's fine. Probably a nice guy. But he should probably try writing fiction, too. Michael Bartley and I go way back. I really go way back with his brothers. They were jocks. No, I'm serious. We were close friends.
Yeah. Oh,
Michael,
yeah.
Michael and David, very close.
Bobby and David.
Yeah, them too.
Mm-hmm.
Barts, we call them. Both great athletes.
Everybody calls me Bart. We were all Barts.
I got to be honest. I don't know why it was that they didn't talk about you much. You had a tough time growing up.
Let's and my older brothers were great in football.
Yeah, they were both
studs. I didn't have a tough time growing up. However, nobody could understand in those days.
Being gay was hard.
And I played football until one scrimmage. Phil Gentile's helmet landed on my hand, broke it in five places. I was the happiest kid that ever lived, and I never had to play again.
Yeah. I want to get to this article.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. The guy's from Pittsburgh, fine.
Yeah, he went to Carrick High School. I had him on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, and he wrote a puff piece.
He did. But
my thing is, if you're an alleged big-time reporter, which he alleges to be, that's not an accurate story.
It is an accurate story.
Travel guide, travel globe piece.
But that's what it is, Marty. He's a feature writer.
He didn't tell one thing about the city having major issues.
That's not it. That wasn't the angle.
Who said that? If I'm reading that,
this is a travel piece.
I didn't know that.
Listen, I started out my interview with him. I said,
you wimped out, kissed his butt.
Marty,
I heard that interview.
See, shut up.
Gross.
Shut your mouth right now.
Oh, man.
How did I start this out? I said, you know what? I think we both know. You're from Carrick, from the city. So am I. We both know the problems Pittsburgh has. And he's like, I do.
It ended up in the story.
But it wasn't supposed to be in the story.
Who said that?
He said that. It's a fluff. It's a travel piece.
I don't see that anywhere. It says this.
What do you want them to? What do you want them to do? Say, oh, it's such a wonderful city. Wait till you see the sister bridges. But wait, don't walk down the street. You might get stabbed.
It might help if he was honest about
that. That's not the angle.
According to whom? Why are you getting defensive?
I'm not getting defensive.
You're defending this.
Why do you have to burn a beautiful story?
I'm not burning it.
That we're all proud of. And everyone in the country, I got a call from my buddy in Chicago. Listen, I just read Esquire. I want to come out there before the year ends.
It's not fair. Patrick, jump in here.
Wait a minute. Patrick, it is accurate.
Stop.
Patrick,
jump in here. You stop. Go ahead. Patrick, he should have put something in here.
No.
Stop. Go ahead, Patrick.
I mean, I get that it's an Esquire magazine piece. This isn't the New York Times.
Thank you.
This isn't.
Duh.
You know, it's not
Thank
the
you.
Post Gazette.
Okay.
Hold on. Let him finish.
All right.
I don't see a whole lot of hard news in Esquire.
That's
right. Should you mention something about, yes, there's a dark side.
That they're struggling.
We're not going to focus on that. Something.
Trying to create jobs.
No, absolutely not.
Opportunities.
Listen, they did. He did allude to that. That Pittsburgh keeps reinventing itself.
Oh, that's what that is.
That we were either going to be Detroit or Minneapolis back in the day, and we're Minneapolis. Patrick, okay, what if the New York Times, Patrick, your favorite newspaper, you and Marty, the New York Times, if the New York Times did a story on a crime problem and a homeless problem in Pittsburgh, are they obligated to mention that we were the most livable city in America and the most gorgeous skyline in America and the biggest foodie town ever? An angle is an angle.
Getting louder doesn't make
Shut
your
up.
See what I mean?
Patrick, shut your mouth.
This is why my man's alone.
I love him.
I got to ask you something important. I do. And I want you to think about this. Maybe we'll wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
My daughter, both of them are in sororities.
Yeah.
There's a trans person
uh-huh.
interviewing to be in a sorority.
Oh.
What should they do?
Oh, boy. That's
this is big. And Michael, this is big. I'm asking everyone, not just you, this because you're gay. Who cares?
No, I know.
It's a relevant conversation.
But I fought for 30 years ago. We made Pittsburgh a top five city, and I was on those boards, and we fought for it. And you know I was there.
No, I love you.
Because you covered it.
You're one of my favorite people.
But you know what, Marty, I have a trouble time with? And I do, and I'm going to admit it to you. There are the questions around the trans community. It's very difficult, whether sports and the question you just brought up. You got to give me a little time on this
one.
I don't know. Wait, are the girls uncomfortable?
Yes. All of them.
Really?
Every single
Well, then
girl.
They have a right to, they if it's a sorority, that they have a right to leave out whoever they want to.
But it,
isn't it?
It creates a, but it creates a bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
It is kind of a contest to get into a sorority. What do you do?
Wow. That's a hell of a question.
And does he sue? Michael, does he sue?
I don't think he can because Patrick, aren't the bi-
it's a wild question, isn't it, Patrick, that this is coming up? No audio.
Patrick?
Seeing it, but is it a fair question for the sorority? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a private institution.
It is.
So you're right. They have the right to do whatever they
yes,
want.
Yes, they
to.
Do. It's kind of like a private club. Like there are
the WNBA is going through right now.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I don't think he can sue.
Just so everybody understands, Michael Bartley and I could do like 4 hours together. I love him.
I love it too.
Because our chemistry is so cool.
It's so fun.
When we fight, it's actually joyful.
It's what? Yes, it is, baby.
He's my man.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.